Gosh, the young master is so cute when he's asleep. So innocent. So relaxed. Oh, I wish he would look at me properly. But why would he? I am nothing but a simple maid. And he, the future headmaster, just wants. I just once want to feel like we could have a less professional relationship. Look at you, Master. No clue what is happening in the world around you as always. But that is what makes you so cute. I bet you'd never even think about me on top of you. Or maybe you do. Who am I kidding? No way this guy even notices me.
Oh, young master, good morning. I hope you were sleeping well. But what am I doing? I was cleaning. Yes, cleaning, that's what I do. I clean and I clean and I clean. And there was a cobweb right in the corner above you, so I had to climb onto this bed. But the young master was sleeping so deep, I did not want to wake you up. That was it, yeah. Where's my duster? My duster. Oh, right, my duster. Duh, silly me. I forgot my duster and still climbed on top of you. Oh, man. I apologize, Master. At first, I seemed to be a bit too forgetful. Yeah. Oh, nothing. Everything is fine. Oh, no, nothing. Really, I had trouble sleeping last night, so I was yawning. Sorry to show you such an unsightly side of me. There are no unsightly sides? I see. Master, could it be that you're still a bit sleepy? Because normally, you don't really pay attention to me. Not that you should. I mean, I'm just a simple maid. Why would you want to pay attention to me? I mean, you must be looking at lots of women with a higher status than mine. So I can understand if you don't notice me much. You always look for me? Really? I mean, no. Really? 'Cause, and I don't want to be rude, Master. Every time I enter the room, you always act like I don't exist. Not in a bad way, more like you see me as someone working in your house, not as someone you could have a chat with. It does hurt me at times, but then I think it must be the influence of your living conditions. I mean, Master, by all means, you never leave the mansion. Teachers come here, you got your own gym, your own pool, hell, basically even your own restaurant that makes you exactly the food you're craving for at that moment. So I thought it would be normal for you to just treat me like all the other maids. I mean, I am just a little bit older than you. We could chat about the same topics, I guess. You're not ignoring me? Master, no lying. You don't even keep eye contact the few times we do speak. Did I do something wrong? Because you could tell me if I made a mistake. What is it? I didn't do anything wrong. But then why are you so cold towards me? Master, could it be that maybe, just maybe, someone is a little
little bit interested in me. Oh, master, why didn't you just say so? You're just nervous, huh? I bet you are. Was I wrong, perhaps? Are you not interacting with women of your status? No? But master, you must be kind to these ladies, okay? You would not want to make some of their families hold a grudge against yours, no? You only want to be nice to me? Master! Every time you act sly, I'm going to hit you with this pillow, okay? Whatever. Back to the more important topic. Do you like me, master? Has the cute maid serving you caught your eye? My, I didn't expect that. You see, I was also looking at you. Yes, I was. But I did not dare to say a thing. You see, I am just a silly little maid. And you are such a wonderful master. How could I deserve this attention of yours? Marry me? Are you crazy? Oh, damn. I hope no one heard that. But seriously, are you out of your damn mind? What are you doing telling me to marry you the first time we actually have a proper talk? That way there would be no social difference between us. You are really that simple-minded, aren't you? Gosh. No, you deserve 100 more, actually. You do not say that to a girl, you hear me? That needs the right timing, and maybe after we actually get to talk more with each other, and maybe take things step by step. Get a grip, girl. Ugh. So, ignoring marriage for a second. Oh, God, you're such a pain to tease. That is why I told your dad you should be out more often. Well, it is cute. You don't even get it, do you? You look at me like a puppy. Big eyes, not a clue what I say. Adorable. Man, life is so cruel. If you weren't the young master, never mind. Nah, it's not that important. I said it's not important. You know what? If you keep being this persistent, I'll just get up and leave. Whoa, what are you... Hey, let me go. You're pretty close. What was I about to say? It's nothing, I told you. Also, you're pinning me down right now. Could you please? You only let me go if I tell you what I wanted to say? Come on, that is so childish. You don't care? Fine. I was just going to say that if you weren't the young master, you would be lost in this world. Happy now? What do you mean that's not it? Hello? I think I know better than you what I wanted to say and what not. Stop coming closer, please. I'm begging you. If you're not getting off me right this moment, something bad is going to happen, and you'll have to take responsibility for it, okay? You don't care? Of course you don't. You are the damn master in this. I'm the one getting fired. I'm the one getting their ass beaten by your parents.
I'm the one having to find a new place to live. You have it easy, you hear me? And yet here you are, right on top of me, looking into my eyes, as if this situation would be totally normal. 'Cause there can literally be no consequences for you. You wouldn't want me to be gone? Then, I don't know. This is complicated. I was always hoping for this, you know? For what? Gosh, stupid master. You being interested in me, idiot? Of course I am happy, damn it. I am super happy. But I have to think about this more than you do. I could really mess up here. What if I never find a job like this? I doubt your parents would give me a recommendation after soiling their precious son, and without any background in anything but being a maid. I'm scared. And this was all just a big fantasy. It was simple. I could swoon, I could giggle, and then go on with my work. But now, I want to give it a try. But you're protecting me? That, how? You're going to tell your parents not kick me out? Man, you aren't even allowed to decide on what you wear. You really think they'll let you decide whether I can stay or not? They have to? Why? You'd come with me? Wait, what? Are you mental? You can't do that, Master. You have a set life. No worries about money. No worries about anything. I'm flustered you'd go this far for me, but there still will be another girl. I cannot take your life away from you. That would be unfair. Let's just forget about today, please. I'm happy to hear your feelings, but if we continue this, it will only hurt both of us. I didn't hear them? What? Your feelings? I mean, yeah, but you weren't denying my suspicion, so I thought I was correct. Sorry for the teasing, by the way. I was trying to be someone I'm not to give a little push, but I came back to my senses. You want to tell me your feelings? But okay. You like me? Yeah, I guess so. Thanks. So, I did get it, right? You love me? You don't want to see my smile? Want to be the reason for it? That is... You're going to do all it takes to never let me make the same face I just did now? What face? When I said we should forget about today? You're unfair, you know that? But thank you. I love you too. That being said, I still don't think this is a good idea. Don't say you don't care again. This is really nothing to scoff at. If your parents found out, this could be the... Fuck, I didn't want to hit you, You kissed me out of nowhere. No, I just...
I don't know. I was not prepared for this. I'm confused. Can you do it again? Don't ask, idiot. I love you. Please never change, you hear me? Young master? My master? Okay, there, but that is all you get today. Because it should be right around the time before all the other maids wake up, so... How do I know that without a clock? Oh, just if you look outside the window, you can see the shadow from the tree that reaches all over the garden. Once it hits the fountain, it should be around 5 a.m. Oh, I know this because I come here all the... Shut up. Now let me get up, please. Thanks. Now if you excuse me, I have to wrap my head around all this while I also need to be a proper maid. So? No goodbye kiss? Why are you even... You won't let me go without one? Fine, but close your eyes, please. Gosh, just do it. You're so annoying at times, I swear. Thank you. Are they closed now? And no peeking, got it? All right. I told you I'd hit you with a pillow if you tried to act sly. Don't think you can win over me just because I'm head over heels for you. I'm gonna be the one in charge, you hear me? That also means I decide if there's a goodbye kiss. I'll get back to bed. I'll come back when breakfast is ready, and maybe if a certain someone behaves, he might get another kiss. Yes, the certain someone is you. You stupid idiot master. My.